You're listening to SBS News.
Every day at the Australian War Memorial, the afternoon last post ceremony tells the story of a different soldier on the honour roll. With a new discovery, this particular ceremony attracted some extra attention. It told the story of Private Walter Joseph Parker, a young man killed in the South African War, spanning from 1899 to 1902. It makes him the first Indigenous man to die in service of a country that didn't even recognise him as a citizen. Ngunnawal and Gomeroi man Michael Bell is the Indigenous liaison officer from the Australian War Memorial.
In combination with the family doing some of their own research, they've provided us the name of Walter Parker, Private Parker, and we've now confirmed that he is indeed of Aboriginal descent. He's a Noongar man.
Identifying Walter Parker, a Noongar man from Western Australia, means the history of Indigenous service spans back well before World War I. Matthew Grice had been trying to find his great-great-grandmother, born in an orphanage in Western Australia. Through that research, he located Walter Parker, her half-brother. Upon learning he died at war, Mr. Grice sent his research to the Australian War Memorial, which confirmed the significance of his findings.
Yeah, it was goosebumps, really. It was a great feeling that all this work had actually come to something. And yeah, I felt very relieved and happy, proud, really, that I was related to this soldier. It was a great feeling.
No photographs of Private Parker have ever been found. Michael Bell says he left the port of Fremantle from the South African city of Durban in 1901 after two attempts at enlisting.
They were so oversubscribed that only the best of the best were taken. So in that first run, in that first attempt, we believe that Walter Parker may not have just been made the cut for whatever reason, but then in his second attempt, he gets accepted.
Private Parker is understood to have been part of a group of just 10 First Nations soldiers on the battlefields of South Africa. He was the only one not to return, dying of typhoid at the age of just 27. Dr. Thomas Rogers is an historian at the Australian War Memorial, and he says many Indigenous soldiers enlisted to serve at the turn of the century.
When we look at the First World War and other later wars in Australian history, we find that Aboriginal men and Torres Strait Islander men join up in large numbers, sometimes even more than the proportion of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men in the community. So we haven't reached that mark for the Boer War yet, and I suspect that we might well, you know, in a few decades' time, we might have a much larger number of men with Indigenous ancestry.
Indigenous Liaison Officer Michael Bell says there was added significance for Indigenous men enlisting at that time.
For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander men mostly, it's a chance to regain their rightful role in as a warrior, but also it's a chance for them to be seen as equal.
The wreath laying in honour of Private Parker was an important milestone in recognising the contributions of First Nations soldiers even before Federation. But there are calls for the War Memorial to acknowledge the frontier wars spanning back to Australia's colonisation. Dr. Sue Warham from the Medical Association for Prevention of War says the fact that there is no dedicated section for frontier wars is a significant omission that needs to be rectified.
Call them for what they are. They were wars. They were the only wars fought on Australian soil, and they need dedicated galleries at the memorial.
But Michael Bell from the War Memorial says he's remaining open-minded.
I think as an institution, we are on our learning journey, and we need to move forward in sharing that with the communities and understanding the impact of that period of our colonisation and what happened to our people is important. And I think as we as a country move forward into acknowledging Statement of the Heart, we will progress with that journey with the rest of the nation.
As the learning journey continues, the ultimate contribution of a First Nations man has been identified and etched into history. Tysock Husey, SBS News.